Businesses along the Jersey Shore have long depended on overseas students to serve the surge of customers during the busy summer tourist season. Then came the COVID-19 pandemic, when the government suspended visa approvals. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports the seasonal workers are finally returning at pre-pandemic levels.
Yordan Yordanov is a business management student from Bulgaria. He's spending the summer here in New Jersey for the second year in a row. He says he has always wanted to see what life is like in America.
They just said, hey, you can check this state, New Jersey. It's pretty safe. You can choose from a different offers there. And an offer popped from Playland. And I said, oh, it's an amusement park. It would be pretty cool to work on one.
This year, Yordanov is one of 25 overseas students working at Playland's Castaway Cove in Ocean City. He is here on a J-1 visa, which allows overseas residents into the U.S. on a work-study visitor exchange. Lisa Murray, director of the American Immigration Council's exchange program, says the very grand scheme behind the initiative was diplomacy, with the thought of letting people into the U.S. to study and build experiences with host organizations.
By doing these exchanges, you're placing people in the U.S., they're taking that experience, they're returning home, and they're sharing that experience. And so that's where kind of the diplomacy helps out.
According to the State Department, New Jersey was in the top 10 for summer work travel destinations last year. Ryan Hartley, vice president of Playland's Castaway Cove, says overseas students fill an important gap in the summer tourist season, especially in the last weeks of August.
When all of our college kids go back to college, when the high school kids start their sports and they have their practices, and people go on vacation in the last week because they're starting school right after Labor Day, so parents want to take the kids away for one last trip.
Hartley says it's not all work for the students he hires.
We'll have a miniature golf tournament that we're going to do with all the kids. We have a couple employee parties after the park closes. We encourage them to take off some time in July when we have plenty of staffing, so this way they can go and travel. You know, they like to go to travel. They go down to Miami, D.C., New York. They're here not only to work, but for the cultural experience as well.
The federal government, under the Trump administration, suspended J-1 visas in the second half of 2020 due to the COVID pandemic. Those restrictions were eased under the first year of the Biden administration. Murray says she is seeing numbers return to near pre-COVID levels.
It's taken us a few years to kind of get back up to our pre-COVID numbers. I would say that we are definitely there now.
A State Department spokesperson says that substantial improvements were made last year in reducing wait times across all visa categories. For the last couple of years, more than 4,900 overseas students came to the Garden State for a summer work travel program. Yordan Yordanov hopes to take what he's learned in New Jersey and apply it to when he starts his own clothing business back in his home country.
I'm asking a lot of questions to the owner, to the Brian, about how they advertise the amusement park, because, again, I don't think it's on TV.
He says he plans to travel a lot more within the U.S. this year, with Miami at the top of his list of places he wants to explore. Yordanov says New Jersey could be his second home, unless he falls in love with South Florida. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.